This is an MPB Think Radio podcast.
Do you drive a vehicle? Then you'll find autocorrect helpful, especially on Coach Charlie's Tip of the Week. Listen to our podcast with me, Coach Charlie Melton, on any podcasting platform or on the MPB Public Media app.
From MPB Think Radio, this is Next Stop Mississippi. I'm Jermaine Flood, along with my traveling partners, Kamel King, Tourism Development Bureau Manager with Visit Mississippi, and Java Chapman. We're your number one on-air source covering the people, places, and events that make our state great for our first stop of the day. In celebration of Women's History Month, we're off to Columbus to check out the 8th Annual International Music by Women Festival at the W, happening now through March the 9th with music chair Dr. Mort Yakova. For our second stop, we'll welcome authors Diane Williams and Rochelle Putnam to discuss their book, A Guide to Mississippi Museums, and book signing at the two Mississippi Museums March 13th. And it's a birthday celebration. And of course, we'll let you know what's happening around your neck of the woods. Body Stone Love. Yes. Come on, Java. Even D. Come on, Twin.
Twin, where you been?
This is a song you cut off on me when we were at the fish fry. Remember, we were singing it.
Oh, yeah.
And something happened and your hand slipped.
I remember that.
And pushed stop.
It happened sometime. I had too many things going on.
There were ladies that were mad. Y'all, welcome back to Next Stop Mississippi. Listen, we're waiting on somebody to come in. As if you can tell, it's quiet.
That is an indication of who we're waiting for.
That's an indicator of an indicator of who we're waiting on. But right now in the building with me, let me go ahead and welcome my travel partner, Java Chapman, and birthday twin. We're going to have a little birthday celebration today for Java and Kamel. So because y'all are right there within like 4 days of each other.
You do it so well.
I know
Mr. Jermaine.
I know it because y'all are literally 4 days within each other. I have to do that. But here goes your birthday twin right now coming in.
I see.
You just missed the twin. It's crazy in here.
There goes the quiet.
Look what the rain blew in.
Look what the rain blew in.
It's a freaking party.
It is a party.
Look at this.
It is a party. I got on the Grammy shirt
for you. Yes, you do, with the Grammy hair.
I know it. It's a party.
Look at this, Jermaine.
I know. I wanted to make sure I did it right for y'all.
Nobody does it like Jermaine, man. Nobody does it like Jermaine.
I wanted to make sure I did it right for y'all. And let me. I had to preface this gift giving and this party atmosphere with a little preface. So I was watching Vince Staples, who is like a online guy. He's a comedian or whatever, but he was saying how he doesn't like to give gifts or get gifts because it's for the gifter and it's very selfish. And I had to think about that. I was like, how selfish am I with these gifts that I give, you know?
You keep on being selfish.
And so what I...
What'd you say? This is what your selfish looks like.
Yeah, keep on being even more selfish.
Right. What I wanted to do was go ahead and preface this and let you know neither one of y'all owe me anything.
I just want to know, did you call Vince Staples a comedian?
Yeah, he's somewhat of a comedian.
You talking about the rapper?
Rapper. Okay. And a comedian. He's,
you know, he has a special. I mean,
on Netflix.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it, but he kind of makes a little sense every now and again. But when he said that, I was like, am I doing that?
I don't think you need to think about that any further. I'd say put that to bed. Yeah.
Well, look, when we get down a little further into into our episode today, we'll go ahead and do our birthday celebration. But in celebration, though, today, it's another celebration today. In celebration of Women's History Month, we're off to Columbus today to check out the 8th Annual International Music by Women Festival happening at the W now through March 9th. And in with us to tell us more is Music Chair Dr. Mort Yakova. Dr. Mort Yakova, thank you so much for joining us today on Next Stop Mississippi.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy International Women's Day to all the ladies out there.
Ooh, yes, and I'm here. I'm here for it, Doc. I am so here for it. And happy International Women's Month and Day. And we'll just call it a whole year. We'll get all 365 of them in. But to you as well. And congratulations on the 8th Annual International Music by Women Festival happening at the W through March 9th. I love the fact that y'all set the stage for women to be celebrated.
Thank you so much. So, yes, we have this wonderful event, and we have concerts each day of the festival. We have concerts at 10 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., 5 p.m., 8 p.m. They're all free and open to the public. So join us today. Join us tomorrow. If you cannot join us in person in Columbus, we have a live stream. You can go to our webpage, which is www.muw.edu/musicbywomen, and you can see the full schedule of events, and you can join the live stream there, or you can go to our YouTube channel, Music by Women Festival channel, and join the live streams there, and the live streams will stay up, so you can watch them at any time. Between the concerts, we have lecture recitals, academic presentations, and papers running on all kinds of topics relating to women, diversity in the music industry, historic women composers. It is a fun time. So we hope that you can join us on the beautiful historic campus of the W as we celebrate Women's History Month with beautiful music.
Doc, I don't know how you remembered everything, but you remembered everything.
I mean, she ran it down. You live this.
She did. She did run it down. Doc, when it comes down to the planning for this one, how much has gone into it?
It's a pretty intensive process. We put out a call for submissions in May, and it is a blind peer review academic conference type process where presenters and performers and composers are selected, and composers submit their work and performers pick what they want to play. And so it's a very competitive conference, but we have about 250 people here right now from all around the world. We have people who have traveled here, a composer from Australia. We have a piano duet that's joining us here from Poland and all over the United States. And the kind of music is classical music, but it's literally everything you can imagine. So yesterday we had everything from solo piano, lots of vocal music, to clarinet choir. You can imagine that, 14 clarinets, to an actual choir from Mississippi Gulf Coast, a student choir, and everything else you can imagine in between. Tonight we're having an opera, lots of string music. It's a wonderful time.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Doctor, I'd love to know a little bit. We've interviewed you before, mm-hmm. but tell the audience just about you. Where are you from? How did you get into the industry and your background?
So I was born in Moscow, Russia, but I've lived most of my life in the United States. And I got into this topic because as a grad student, I fell in love with this composer, Sisto Chaminade, and thought, wow, it's so sad that nobody has ever heard this name because it's great piano music. So I researched and realized that she was immensely popular and all her music was published and everybody knew her name. And then somehow history erased her. And so that kind of struck a nerve because I thought, why is this person a hidden figure when her male counterparts are well-known and recognized? And whenever I would bring up her name, people would kind of put her in the salon composer type music, whereas all the male colleagues who are also in the salon type music were somehow put back on the concert stage. And so I thought, this is a historical injustice that I need to rectify. Mm-hmm. And when I received my job at the W, which was, of course, the first state-supported institution for women in the country, 1884, our Jewel University, I thought, what not have a better place than that?
That's right.
Establish this festival where I can create this space for other people to come and join me in this advocacy for women in music, and it works. And so many people have been coming for the past 8 years, and it's grown, and it's just an incredible event to get inspired and continue doing this work throughout the year. This is the most important thing. People make connections, people exchange information, people exchange music, and they come back to the festival the following year, having prepared new rap and also taking it to their own communities, wherever that is. So, I mean, like today I met a lot of people from Flagstaff, Arizona, from Nevada, from Nebraska. I mean, everywhere people go, they bring back the things that they heard at the festival and they share it, and this music keeps spreading. And we are kind of, you know, taking over the concert stage worldwide, which we should be. Because until you can go to a concert and see equal representation of women mm-hmm. composers on the program as the men, we are not done.
That's right.
We're going to keep doing this.
That's right. And I can hear in your voice your love for the Mississippi University for Women. Talk a little bit about that. And of course, you know, I'm going to hit on a quick hot topic subject, the name change. How do you feel about that as well, Doc?
Well, I feel that we are such an incredible institution, the first one public institution for women in the country. We have been supporting women's education, and not just women's education. We are leaders in educating first-generation students. We're leaders in transfer students nationwide. We are the number one degree completion college, state college in Mississippi, as well as the thing that I'm most proud of is our diversity. We have a 35% African-American student population. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. that is what makes this university special. We have wonderful students. We take care of them. And it is just such a wonderful place to work. And, you know, I think whatever our name is, we're going to continue having that mission of serving students who, you know, maybe traditionally did not have the chance that they have with us. And we help them succeed. And as I mentioned, we are the number one in degree completion, so we are awarding them diplomas, and they're going out into the world and doing amazing things.
That's awesome. Yes. I love that. I love that. And then to do all these amazing things during the most amazing month, March, of course, not only because it's Women's History Month, but also because I'm a woman and my birthday falls in that month. But talk about your love again and, you know, the promotion of Women's History Month.
I think it's such an important topic because, once again, why do we talk about it? Because people don't know women in the arts, and not just in the arts, women in sciences, women all in every single thing. Mm-hmm. Somehow they are not given the same recognition. And I think there's just something about women in general where maybe we are sometimes taught to be polite and taught to wait our turn and taught to, well, we are done waiting. I think now is the time to be loud, to pick up that microphone, and to share what we're doing. Because as an educator, we are here to inspire future generations of young girls to go out and do what they want to do. And I have heard stories of girls today who still don't know you can be a band director mm-hmm. if you're a girl. And I'm proud to say that our band director at the W, Ginger Zagara, is a woman. So that's awesome. a great robot. You can be a composer as a woman. And, of course, you know, come to our festival and hear 15 concerts of music by women composers. So you can be a conductor. You can be anything you want to be. But I think until someone says that, someone reaches that young musician, how are they going to know? And I think this is the same thing that musicians historically have thought about. Clara Schumann, who is one of the big giants of piano playing, and she's also a composer, always was saying, how do I know I could be a composer? I don't know any composers before me. And there were composers before her, composers who we know about, going all the way back to the medieval times. For example, today we actually have a presentation about the music of Hildegard van Bingen. Hildegard van Bingen was from the medieval time period.
Right.
And she was a nun, and she led a convent, and she was an amazing composer, musician. But once again, until someone tells somebody about her, until people know about her, girls are sitting there thinking, mm-hmm. I can't do this because I don't know of anyone else who did mm-hmm. it before me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We
yes.
can do it now. We can actually do it now. And speaking yes. of doing it, y'all are literally doing it right now. It's happening, right? Concert number 6 is going on right now.
It is going on right now. Yes, absolutely. In the auditorium, directly behind my office, there's there's beautiful music being made. And as I mentioned, you can turn into our live stream on our channel or on our webpage, MEW/Music by Women, or Music by Women Festival YouTube channel, and hear it, and they will stay up so you can hear everything that, you know, you may have missed. And, you know, we just have wonderful things. Like, for example, right now we have people from Arkansas, from Texas, from Georgia. I mean, this is just from this concert here.
Awesomeness. Mm-hmm. I love it, Doc. Everything about it, I just love. Talk about, again, where everybody can go to get more information, because you did mention it at the top, but mention it one more time for me.
Absolutely. www.mu.edu/musicbywomen. You can click on the schedule. You'll see the full schedule of events, every session, every concert. And that way you can tune in if you're doing the live stream to whatever you want. If you want to join us in person, come on down to the beautiful campus of the Mississippi University for Women, Poindexter Hall. and join us here. We'd love to have you. And also Music by Women Festival channel, YouTube channel. I also want to kind of squeeze in there that we would love to thank our wonderful sponsors, National Endowment for the Arts, Mississippi Arts Commission, Columbus Convention and Visitors Bureau, and, of course, the Mississippi University for Women, without whom, of course, I could never do it.
Come on, partners. That's what I'm saying. Yes. That's what I'm saying. Dr. Mordyakova, thank you so much for joining us. We're back. You're listening to Next Stop Mississippi on MPB Think Radio, in with my traveling partners and birthday bros, Java Chapman.
I think that's a new thing, birthday bros. I've never heard that
the
before.
The birthday bros, Java right. Chapman and Kamel King. How does it feel to be Pisces?
Watery.
Really?
I don't know.
It feels cool. It feels cool.
Yeah.
Do y'all do that? The astrology of yourself, too?
No.
You don't really delve into that?
Not really, but
that's one thing I've noticed about Pisces. Y'all could care less about being a Pisces.
But well, that's a part of being a Pisces.
I think so. I think so. If I had to pin it down, I think so.
I don't dabble in that stuff.
You don't dabble in that?
I don't dabble in that.
At least not on air. Well, I am so glad to be back on Next Stop Mississippi, and in with us for our second stop of the day. It's taking us all around the state's beautiful museums, yes. And I am so glad of that. And in with us, because I love the museums here, in with yes. us to tell us more about their book, A Guide to Mississippi Museums, and their upcoming book signing at the History is Lunch event at the two Mississippi museums happening Wednesday, coming up the 13th. I think it is. At noon is authors Diane Williams and Rochelle Putnam. Diane and Rochelle. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Did I do good?
She okay. slaughters
a
name. So
I will slaughter a name.
Well, you did good on that
okay,
one.
I will slaughter a name.
Butcherini.
I know it. But thank you one so much. You see it, Kamel? This is the book.
Yes. It's so excited about
it. It's
that.
A Guide to yes. Mississippi Museums, yes. written by them both. I want to know about the partnership first off. How did you both get together and say, we need to publish something so everybody has a great guide?
This wasn't the first time.
This really? Wasn't.
No, because I had this idea about writing about Mississippi during the Great Depression. I'm from New Jersey.
Gotcha.
Let me preface
okay.
it. And so I wanted to know what it was like for blacks and whites in rural Mississippi during the Depression. Because mm-hmm. I'm a storyteller, and I was performing at the Museum of Art.
Yes, ma'am.
And there was a picture exhibit, and I was listening to what some others were saying about their ancestor, you know, mm-hmm. and I was like, well, you know, maybe we should write a book about that. Mm-hmm. But then my job, I was getting ready to retire. So I said, you know, we had a contract with our publisher. Mm-hmm. And I said, Rochelle, you go ahead and finish it. Mm-hmm. But this book is her idea. And I've learned from writing other books in partnership with people that the publisher only wants to hear one voice.
Mm.
You know?
Okay.
They don't want all of us jumping in there.
Got you.
So
yeah.
we learned how to work together quickly, and we think alike, so that helps a great deal.
Yeah, yeah, mm. yeah. That's now, awesome.
With you being, you know, on the East Coast in New Jersey, of course, you know, different parts of the African-American experience would, you know, spark anybody's interest. But what made you have interest in that era of time for that ethnicity at that time?
It actually wasn't my idea. Another storyteller, Jim Ritchie from Canton. He's Caucasian. Mm. He mentioned it to me, and he wanted to write a book with me. And when I told him what we had to do to get a contract, how we had to pitch the idea, how we had to complete an author's proposal, he was like, that's okay. That sounds like a lot of work.
All the nuts and bolts.
He was like, I'm in. Yeah. Never mind,
yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, I just write stuff.
That is too funny. Too funny. I love that. Look, I want to get into the foreword, which is written by our very own Malcolm White. And he was the former director of Visit Mississippi and the Mississippi Arts Commission.
Yes.
But there's a piece in here that I really, really loved. And he says, often last on the list, meaning us here in the state, we want to be first on, and first on the list we wish to be last on. We remain unrivaled and unparalleled on the list of who's who in art, history, and culture. And And we made this mark, this X on the map that says visit, learn, and be amazed. And I am delighted that these dear friends, these two powerful, creative women, have collaborated here to tell the story of the remarkable museums of Mississippi.
Wow, and beautifully just, written.
I love that. In celebration of Women's History Month, too, thank you both for coming together and putting this together.
Well, and our history goes way back to Malcolm, really, but when he was the executive director of the Mississippi Arts Commission. Mm-hmm. I was just coming on board as an artist, and Diane was my mentor. And over the years, we've just really developed such a close relationship, and which always brought us back together into discussions as to how we got together to come up with ideas to do projects like this.
And I think it was appropriate for Malcolm to do the foreword because he has a clean-cut understanding of economic development, education, and the arts in our state.
I want to tell you that your book is buzzing around our office at Visit Mississippi and Mississippi Development Authority. Just was talking with Maggie Lowry, who is our program director over all things literary and things of that nature, and the literary trail. She works with the Arts Commission, and she was like, I got to go and get this book. We got to have it. I was like, I think we may be able to charge this back to the state because we need this in-house as a tool for tourism because our museum system is so unique and so rich, and you know, and you ladies have put it together where it's a guide.
Yeah,
and I don't think people, especially people in Mississippi, realized how many museums we have in Mississippi and how many subjects and themes.
Over 220.
I mean, yes,
there were over 300
at one time. Okay.
Before the pandemic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And even all these small town museums that tell such rich stories.
Yes.
Like we hate that the Mississippi John Hurt Museum just burned down. You know, I really, really hate that, and feel bad for Mayor Francis Heard and all, but then you talk about things like the Jimmy Rogers Museum and all these little satellite that just tell such a huge story. Yeah. Talk about how important it is for people to know how to find those gems.
You know, museums and communities in Mississippi, they tell the truth. They want people to know about their community, about their history, and to dispel a myth. You have towns like I may be quoting the town wrong, but there's a museum in Northeast Mississippi, let's put it that way.
Okay.
You know, I know a lot of Caucasians work to put that museum together, but they cared about the African-American community enough to say, you know what, the churches, the black churches in our community are historic, and we're going to work with you to document the history of the black churches and have that information here in our museum.
That's awesome.
Yes. You know, I got chills thinking about things like that.
Right.
We're dispelling a myth that people have about, I know things happened in our state.
I know.
But let's try to put some focus on the good stuff.
You're right. And who all came together to put that good stuff into motion, basically. Yeah. So.
And museums send their visitors to other museums. It's not a competition. And I think about the Max in Meridian. There's not a time that goes by where an exhibit on B.B. King does not highlight the B.B. King Museum.
Right.
You know, and they work together. And so there's never been this competitive kind of spirit, come to my museum versus this museum. Mm-hmm. It's such a joint venture. And that's what makes Mississippi a whole is through our museums and the, you know, the incredible histories that we carry within them.
Right. Let me tell you about this book, though. It's so much easier to have this book if you want to have a complete guide to Mississippi museums than Googling it.
Yes.
Oh.
Piecemealing it together. And you're going to miss a lot of stuff.
I know.
Because some people don't have the sophistication to be able to put it in all those different places to be able to
find
it.
Diana, Rochelle, I told y'all I was going to give y'all this book back, but I may not be able
we
to.
We want you to have it.
Okay. Because I saw y'all sign it and I was like, maybe it was for me.
Well, there are two hosts here today, just letting y'all know that.
I do have an extra.
Okay.
Excellent.
He said it was floating around Visit Mississippi. He's got one.
They want to get one.
That's awesome, though. That is too awesome. I want to know about your favorite museum. I know you've got a whole list of over 220.
Oh, man.
But let's just start with you, Diane. What is your favorite museum?
You know, I'm a Civil War buff. Believe it or not, my writings a lot of times are based on Civil War and things like that. So I could go to Vicksburg and just have a ball at the museums in Vicksburg. And then I could go to Northeast Mississippi and go to the contraband camp and understand how after the Civil War, blacks didn't know which way to go, which way to go. So they came from Alabama, they came from Mississippi to this contraband camp where they learned to live and work and do industry, you know, their own little community to survive and everything.
Yeah.
I love stuff like that. I love the survival and the spirit of the African-American culture.
Awesome.
You know, I went to Africa and went through the, you know, the door of no return and all of that. People were crying. I'm like, I'm not crying. People survived so I could be here today, you know, and I could make my mark.
Yeah, you're right.
Have you been to the Civil War Museum that the Mr. and Mrs. Pendleton have in Vicksburg?
I have not been there yet. It's a fairly new museum, but the history behind that man creating a museum.
Yes.
He would go to these gun shows and things like that and find that, you know, and he would hear the conversations going on. And he said, I have to create this museum to tell, and the history that he's documented, you know, about the little slave girl, you know, I think she was about 11, I forget now. Mm-hmm. I'm old. I can't remember everything in this in my own book. But over 70, how about that?
Oh, you're doing good. I would have never guessed that. Look at that.
and you know, so he, and the papers where they wanted to secede from being part of the United States and what different states, and especially Mississippi, had to say about that time. And let me just share one more. In Vicksburg, there's, I think it's the courthouse that was built on slave labor, and those that building is documented nationally for having won an award. We talk about how downtown areas are built on the backs of slave labor.
Yeah.
But to win a national award for the architecture phenomenon.
Mm. Awesome. Mm. That's awesome. Mm. I give you one, you took three. Mm-hmm. That's okay, Diane. I can tell.
She's in love.
I can tell your passion for museums here in the state. Me too. I was actually able, through our education department, and through our Chalkboard Chat podcast, able to do a look around kind of tour through our Mississippi museums, through some of them. So I do have a couple that I have on the top of my head that are my favorites. But Rochelle, what are yours?
See, and your question's so hard.
This time I opened it up. I'm like, what are yours? All of them.
Yes.
No.
So I had the opportunity before the pandemic to visit the Gulf Coast, and I was visiting the museums down there.
Okay. Mm.
And of course, you know, the Gulf Coast has so much in the way of oceanography and shrimping and fishing and all the maritime. And, of course, Katrina just came and just did a work.
And
so when you talk to these people in the museums after a catastrophe like that, it becomes a very emotional thing. It's still a very emotional thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think about the Lynn Meadows Discovery Center.
I love her.
You know, and the story behind that center, it's more than a museum.
Yeah.
It's someone who took a tragedy in their life and made it a joy for other children. Mm-hmm. I get emotional.
I know it. I love to hear it.
And it's those kind of stories that we want to also tell. The exhibits are wonderful, but the spirits behind those museums, the entrepreneurs, the trained tastic founders who were Domino's, you know, entrepreneurs had the franchises in Mississippi and Alabama, and they built more franchises than any Domino's franchise in the nation.
Right.
Well, then they took a dream from their boyhood brothers, the Mueller brothers, and they built this unbelievable train Train-tastic museum that has all these model trains, which is the largest in the nation. So you have these entrepreneurs doing in their museums what they did in business.
Awesome.
And I just... I love that. And the same thing with the Lauren Rodgers Museum.
A legacy
to family.
I love that y'all can't just pick one.
We can.
Oh, that is so funny.
I love that. I had to get two just because y'all had more than one. I was like, well, what's my other one? Kamel, what about you? What's your favorite one?
You know what I got. You know what I'm going to say.
Where?
That's Grammy Museum, Mississippi.
We got the Grammy shirt on. That's right. Of course, you got the Grammy shirt.
I'm blessed to have, newly be a board of director, on the board of directors. Yeah. But it's just so awesome in the last 10 years, the museums that Mississippi has unveiled. The two museums here. I mean, the Civil Rights and the History Museum. Yeah. You got the Max. You've got the
Don't
Grammy Museum.
Don't say all of them because the Max
is mine. No, but I'm just saying, that's in 10 years.
Yeah, the Max.
In 10 years.
And Infinity Science Center was mine.
Oh, yes.
I went to Infinity Science Center and I was like a kid in a candy store. I wanted to get in the tornado machine. I wanted to do the aquatic machine. It's so much fun. Plus, I was a science kid and I used to win science fairs. So that's one of the things that I like. But then the Max is such a hodgepodge of everything entertainment when it dealt with the state and our people here in the state. So it's an awesome museum. Java, what's one of yours? You sitting back there.
I don't go to museums.
No, you guys have actually all said mine because I'm a fan of the Grammy Museum, the Max. I like the brand new aquarium on the coast. My family have been down there, but I'm gonna bring it back to Jackson, the capital city, the art museum, the Mississippi Art Museum,
I
want to include
nice in
like
too,
the green
yeah.
space and everything because that just entire facility. It's just ripe for events. We just had the Jackson Food and Wine Festival down there.
Amazing.
And,
They got the little water feature for the kids to play in and everything over there. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we're sleeping because they're working on it now, but the new planetarium, it's coming.
It's coming back.
It's coming. So that's going to be something to behold,
too. It's something. This book, A Guide to Mississippi Museums, again by Diane Williams and Rochelle Putnam, it is 171 pages of just straight goodness.
And if, that was good.
And if you could go just and take a trip and take this book with you and just hit all of these, make your map. They've got a little map in the back just so you don't get lost when you're trying to look for these places. But if you just want to take a trip with this book, this is the perfect book to do that with. Or if you want to take a trip without getting in a car, this is the perfect book to do that with as well. But I want to read about you both before you all go. Diane Williams has over 16 years of art administration to her credit, along with a background as a professional storyteller. And I can already tell that from our interview today. And Rochelle Putnam holds an MA in writing and is a successful freelance writer and editor, and both have multiple award-winning books to their credit. So congratulations on all of that and this book as well. And on the back, it says museums not only preserve history, their mere presence shows what a community values and celebrates. And that is in this Guide to Mississippi Museums books. You can check them out at their book signing History is Lunch event at the two Mississippi Museums Wednesday the 13th. And again, I thank both of you, Diane Williams and Rochelle Putnam, for coming on and promoting this book.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Birthday to you.
All right.
Happy birthday, guys.
What are these presents?
Happy birthday, guys. You're listening to Next Stop Mississippi on MPB Think Radio. Rodeo, we're in it. I'm Jermaine Flood, in with my birthday partners, Java Chapman and Kamel King.
Yes.
Kamel wants to know what's in his gift. Oh, look. Take your lid off.
What's the lid? What are we talking about?
The lid on your cake.
On your cake, man.
Yeah, we do. We have real live cakes.
Real live cake.
This ain't no joke.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, this is.
This ain't no joke. They gonna call fire department on me.
Yeah, we gotta make sure we don't spill any.
It's okay,
I'm
Java.
I'ma spill it, Java, because I don't work here.
So any sprinkles into the console over here?
Trey, come here.
No, it's okay.
That's just like a director talking.
Thank you, Trey. Appreciate you for doing that, Trey.
Trey, he's supposed to have his candle lit.
It is lit.
Okay.
He sounds nervous around this equipment.
It's the beauty of radio.
Look at Kamel.
Oh, it's sparkling.
It's sparkling.
It is sparkling. All right. Let's all right. Happy birthday to you. 1, 2, 3.
Blow it out, Kamel. Blow it out.
Make a wish.
Boss don't want me to have no fire habit in here.
He like, I just moved my stuff into
my
office.
I know. I mean, you trying to get me
before you pull
fired,
all this stuff.
Being an arsonist.
Thank you so much, Jermaine.
You are welcome. Yes,
God
you,
bless
Jermaine.
You for
thank
all you, that you've
you
been doing
welcome.
For us.
You are welcome.
You really be, man.
I have to do it for y'all because y'all really do make my Fridays and my week. Java makes my week great. Kamel, you make my Fridays great.
Man.
And it's been like that now for, we're almost at 2 years.
Time goes by.
Yes. We're almost at 2 years now.
Yes.
So I really do appreciate y'all. And you do not owe me anything, Java. Kamel,
he
you may be.
When she says it for the second time, that means you really better get something good.
And he did.
Real
he,
good.
Hey, I am a married man, so I know what the I'm okay means.
There you go.
You want some? No, I'm okay.
Let me go get two.
Yeah.
Well, look, I will be soon, so give me some pointers.
Uh-oh,
there you go.
Uh-oh,
there you go.
Uh-oh.
Yes, give me some pointers.
Yep. So it's a great, great day today.
Yes,
and
yes.
I wanted to celebrate y'all. Kamel, you can go ahead. You don't have to tell anybody what you got, but you open up that first small one.
Oh, wow.
Be careful.
Yeah, real life gifts. Just
be careful. You ain't got to tell everybody, though.
I was surprised in my office
Whoa.
This morning.
Be careful.
Yeah. Thank you, Jermaine.
Thank you, Jermaine. Hey.
That's an ASAP Rocky ASAP Rocky gift.
I'm very familiar.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Talking about ASAP Rocky Rihanna?
Yeah, married to Rihanna.
Okay.
Oh, that's an ASAP Rocky gift. And you know the top and the
so
bottom are cups, right?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if you knew. You like
Jermaine.
It? All right. Java, what did you get?
I got something that I'm going to have to hide from my
from his children.
From my children.
Oh my!
In a good way though. In a good way.
From his children. Oh. Open up the second one though. That one.
Yeah. This is
man. Wow.
Nobody does it like Jermaine here at MPB.
I try
Nobody.
My best, man, because
Nobody.
I love y'all.
Oh
I love y'all.
We love you. This is. Crazy.
Yeah, crazy bananas.
No.
See?
No.
We're going to have to get these live stream cameras working.
Whoa.
Because the looks on Kamel's face.
That's all you need. That's where I'm selfish because that's what I want to see right there.
Yeah, that's where it comes from as far as that's your gift.
God. That's my gift.
His look is your gift.
And my birthday is this month, so that is my gift.
All right.
Jermaine.
I love it. I love it.
Man.
Well, I'm just glad to celebrate you.
Oh, God.
I just wanted to celebrate you.
That is, oh, my God.
So what are y'all, Java's birthday is actually tomorrow. Java, what you doing?
I don't know. Hopefully sleeping.
But are you sure you got kids, Joff?
I know. That's what I said. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. But my dad's, it's funny. My birthday is March the 9th, and my father's birthday is March the 10th.
Really?
So I always say I was his best birthday present.
Oh, you were a good birthday present.
That's so humble of you, John.
Yeah. And March is such a beautiful... There's so much in March. Like, there's so much that happens in March.
Wow.
Kamel, what you doing for yours?
Well, all my father's children are born in March.
Really?
All my sisters, yes. My dear sister, Aris, her birthday was March 1st.
Mm-hmm.
My older sister, Tony, was March 4th. My older sister, Renee's, is this Saturday. And then mine is next Tuesday. And then my nephew's is right after mine. So, yeah, my dad was real busy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, all
That's
four
awesome.
Of us.
So March for me now holds a couple things. So my birthday, of course, is at the end of March.
Yes.
My anniversary is the 16th of March.
Wow.
And my husband's birthday is the 3rd of March.
Wow.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's all March.
March Madness.
Yeah, it's all March.
Clearly.
It's literally crazy. All March. And wow. Then coming up, I'm going to go ahead and preface this before I get into my clips. Coming up at the end of March, I will be having myself a birthday party on air and also celebrating my 20th year in radio.
20 years.
The same day, because usually on my birthday, I would go out and do something crazy like get another job or do something else. I don't know why I had to do that. But that year, 20 years ago, on my birthday, I walked into a radio station and became a radio announcer. Wow. So we'll be celebrating that at the end. But listen, in celebration of y'all today, there's something I want y'all to hear. Java,
what?
You first. Go ahead and play your clip.
I have two clips here.
Yeah, play your first one.
Play, okay, the one that's labeled
40. Your age. The one that's labeled 40.
The one that's labeled 40. Okay, Java B Day number one. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear daddy. Happy birthday to you. How are you?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear daddy. Happy birthday to you. I love you and daddy.
I love you, daddy.
Jermaine.
Oh, man.
I like that how the girls so are like, we're going to fight for who says what at the end.
That is so special.
I love my girls.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah.
And then Java Jr. singing to you is so cute. I love it.
I love it.
Go ahead and play your second clip.
Okay, Java B-Day 2. Okay. This is too much.
Oh, God.
Happy birthday, Java.
You know who that is.
You know who that is.
Come on, why are you going to say it like that?
All right. I'm not crying.
You're not crying? All right. Well, happy birthday.
Awesome.
I had to get your babies and your wife in
that
on
is
it. So
awesome.
Happy birthday, Java.
That is great.
All right.
Jermaine.
Kamel, you ready?
No.
You not ready for your message?
No.
All right. Play it.
Hello, this is Lee King, the very lucky father of Kamel King. I'm wishing the most amazing, fantastic son on the planet a very happy birthday. You know, I oftentimes tell people, if God granted me the privilege to custom design a son, I would have failed far short of designing the amazing son that has been gifted to his mom and I. A very happy birthday to my son, my best friend, who is a true king. I love you, Kamel.
Oh, my.
Hey, Kamel.
Oh.
This is Mom, Gloria King, a.k.a. Mama Claus. I knew at an early age when you showed qualities and abilities far beyond the norm, you were special. As an adult, you continue to make me proud to be your mom. You are truly a gift and a blessing from our Almighty God. I love you with all my heart. Happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday, Kamel. This is your sister, Eris King, also known as the baby. I am incredibly grateful each year you are in our lives. From the moment we were kids, you've been more than just a big brother. You've been a friend, a mentor, and a constant source of love and support. You've always had my back, and no matter what, and kept me laughing. I'm so proud of the person you've become, a guiding star for our family, many in Mississippi and beyond. It's your time to shine. Here's to another year of blessings. I love you so much.
Dog it. Y'all done made me cry, man.
He ain't got no words now. I love you.
I love you too, man.
I love you.
Love my parents, my sister. Wow, Jermaine.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it's nice when we're still here on this earth to be able to celebrate each other. You know what I'm saying? It's very nice to celebrate each other and give each other flowers while we're on this earth. So I don't want y'all to feel in debt to me for anything, but I want, while I stand next to you all and breathe my breaths that I have left in my body to celebrate people who are good to me.
Wow.
So I want y'all both to know that.
You done blew me away, man.
Camille.
I'm not even embarrassed by these tears because that just touched my heart to the soul,
I
man.
Know.
Thank
I
you
know.
So much.
I wanted
to
produce
to my
something.
Folks for that, man.
I wanted to produce something for y'all.
Love y'all.
I wanted to produce something for y'all that was good and touches the soul. So, birthday present to you both.
Dog, you done broke me down, Jermaine.
I know it. Well, why
I'm hardcore.
Why you over? He is hardcore, I guess. While Camille's over there getting it together. Here's what's happening around your neck of the woods. The Mississippi Anime Festival will be happening tomorrow, March 9th and the 10th, 2024, at the Mississippi Trademark in Jackson. This is a weekend of awesome guests from the fields of anime and animation, as well as all the tabletop and video gaming cosplay contest and cosplay that they can pack into 2 days. They'll see you at the Trademark March 9th through the 10th. That's going to start at 10 a.m. on the 9th and end at 5 p.m. on the 10th, but it's the Mississippi Anime Festival. If you listen to Everyday Tech this week, you heard a little something about it. The Jackson Book Festival will be going on tomorrow, 12 p.m. until 4 p.m. at 350 West Woodrow Wilson Avenue. This is to celebrate Women's History Month. There will be vendor pitches, marketplace sales speeches, a poetry contest, and more. And here's a little risque event that I wanted to get in. It's an R-rated magic show. That's going to be happening at the Hattiesburg Sanger Theater. They're saying this is not your grandfather's magic show.
R-rated.
Right. This is a show that will have you asking how the ooh and what the ooh, and it's side-splitting comedy and mind-blowing magic that are brought into the spotlight as comedian and magician Grant Freeman brings his unique, raunchy show full of surprises to Hattiesburg. You do have to be grown to get into this event. But that will be March 9th, tomorrow at 8 p.m. at the Hattiesburg Sanger Theater. And tomorrow is Java's birthday.
Java.
So if anybody knows him, you can send him a shout out tomorrow.
He'll be at the Risque Magic Show. That's where you see him.
I don't know. That sounds like birthday behavior or something.
That does sound like birthday behavior. When I read it and I kept trying, I was like, just show me a little bit. You cannot find anything. No video or anything. I think they take the phones up when you walk in.
Put them in.
Sounds
the
like Java's kind of party.
I couldn't find anything on
no
that.
Video so. Or photographic evidence.
Right.
None of that. But yes, happy Women's Appreciation Month. Happy birthday to Java and Camille. My soul is full. Thank you.
No, thank you. Keep being as selfish as you want to be.
Hey, happy birthday. If y'all's birthday is in March, happy birthday to you all. And I thank you so much for listening each and every single week to Next Stop Mississippi. Y'all made it what it was, and I thank you all and what it is. We've come to the end of another great trip. Thank you for riding shotgun and today's guest, Dr. Mort Yakova, Diane Williams, and Rochelle Putnam for joining us. To submit an event or find out more information about these and what's happening around your neck of the woods, visit mpbonline.org, click the community tab to view Mississippi events, or email events at mpbonline.org. Next Stop Mississippi is a production of MPB Think Radio. For Java Chapman and Camille King with Visit Mississippi, I'm Jermaine Flood, producer. Stay tuned for Southern Remedy for Women and join us next Friday at 10 a.m. for another great trip here on Next Stop Mississippi.
This is an MPB Think Radio podcast. To hear previous shows, visit mpbonline.org or download the MPB Public Radio app to listen on your iPhone or Android phone on demand.